In a recent set of interviews, I wanted to find out why women post the kind of photos that they do on social media. The ones where they're showing off a lot of skin, showing off their tits, their butts, whatever it may be. I wanted to find out what the motivation was. Mostly, the women had no problems being asked this question, and the answers that they gave were quite insightful. If you want to see that full video, I'll put a link in the description box. One woman, though, seemed really offended by the question. That's just my take from reading her tone of voice, her body language. She seemed to be genuinely offended when the question was asked to her. I don't want to take her out of context, so I'm going to play the entire clip, and you can judge for yourself whether or not she was offended by this question.
So why do women post provocative photos on social media sometimes?
Define provocative photos.
I guess maybe bikini photos or poses or whatever that might be slightly provocative.
Why not though?
Just why?
Well, why
I feel
not?
Like, I mean, there is kind of like the pressure to have a strong social media presence, and like it shows, it's like your public image.
Sure.
And I feel like a lot of people have the need to post things that make them look good, but I mean, you can basically post whatever you want, really.
Sure. Okay, so I guess to rephrase it then, what value does it bring to a woman to put a photo maybe that could be considered provocative in the past?
I don't think there's any difference between putting women and men. I don't think there's a difference. It's the same as a man putting one in his like swim trunks.
Showing his abs. It would also be provocative, yeah.
I don't see why it's a specifically aimed question at women, to be honest.
Well, we just want to know like what women think, I guess, about, you know, why women would do that, you know?
I think that there shouldn't be a separation. I think for anybody, if they put a photo up on Instagram...
Do you think it's a different reason than why a guy would have, like, a photo showing his abs? Do you think he might be trying to do it different for a different reason?
No.
Okay. All right, sweet.
All right, so you've seen the clip, and maybe you don't agree, but to me, when she was asked that question, she seemed to get offended. Now, I want to explore this. I want to try and understand why this question bothered her. It's interesting to me to explore the psychology and the beliefs that she might have that generated this kind of reaction. Let me make it clear that I have no ill will towards this woman at all. I'm really grateful that she agreed to do the interview, and I'm grateful for her reaction because it's going to give me a chance to explore something that I find really interesting. So when I was editing the footage and I saw this reaction that she got, it really made me stop and think, wow, she seems really offended by this. Was that an offensive question? Did I do something wrong? I think that her reaction was intended to make me stop and think about why I had phrased the question like that, whether or not there was something inappropriate about asking that question. So that's what you're going to see in this video, is my internal thought process as to why I don't think that there was anything wrong with asking that. Now, even though I did write the questions for that video, as you can tell by the accent, that wasn't actually me conducting the interview. That was one of the channel's contributors. And I felt bad for him because he was just asking the questions that I had written, and he ended up in some kind of tense situation that was a little bit adversarial. So I felt bad. Having said that, I think that he handled himself perfectly. He stayed very calm, very rational, and he explained himself respectfully. But the real question is, why did all of this even happen? Why did it get so tense? Why was she offended at this question? So first off, he asks why women post provocative photos of themselves on social media. And she challenges him by saying, well, what do you mean by provocative? And he explains himself, you know, photos that in bikini shots, showing off skin, that sort of thing. She then responds by saying, well, why not? And he replies, well, why? You know, what's the reason? What's the motivation? And then she just says, well, why not? Again. I think that what's happened is that she has an assumption that within that question of asking why women post provocative photos, there's an implicit judgment, a negative judgment, saying that women shouldn't be doing that. So instead of taking the question as just an innocent inquiry, just pure curiosity, trying to find out what the motivation was, I think that what she heard was a challenge, you know, justify this behavior. As I said before, the other women interviewed in this video did not take it this way. And the question genuinely wasn't intended that way. I wasn't making any kind of implicit judgment. This was a very sincere attempt to try and find out what was motivating women when they posted those photos. Personally, if I had to guess why women post provocative photos on social media, I think that it's a type of mating display. I think they're trying to convince men that they're a desirable mating choice. I think that they do it to compete with other women. And I think they do it for attention, for a positive self-esteem boost. The reason for asking this question is because I wanted to see if women, unprompted, would come up with the same reasons that I have. Or maybe they could tell me something, some kind of motivation that I hadn't considered before, something I wasn't aware of, and I could be pleasantly surprised, I could learn something. So this genuinely was a good faith question. This was a sincere attempt to educate myself. But I think that she assumed that it was a bad faith question. Now, there's nothing inherently wrong with making that assumption. We all make assumptions all of the time. Where I take issue is that she's acted upon that assumption without first checking to see if her assumption is correct. Instead of saying defensively, well, why not? And, you know, making the conversation tense and adversarial, why not ask a clarifying question? She could have asked in good faith, hey, can I just check? Are you asking this question because you think there's something wrong or negative about posting these kind of photos? Or you think that women should be restricted in some way for their ability to post these kind of photos? In which case, we could have easily clarified, just saying, no, that's not the intention whatsoever. This is a sincere attempt to find out what's motivating women and to find out if women are aware of what's motivating them. If the situation had been handled like that, then the conversation would have remained polite and respectful, both parties engaging in good faith, and any confusion about what was motivating the interview or the question could have easily been cleared up. Now, after that section of the conversation, her friend chips in and says that there's a lot of pressure to maintain a social media presence. You know, she responds in good faith and she makes some interesting points. The woman who I think was offended by the question doesn't respond. Instead, she asks, well, why is this question aimed at women? I mean, already that's such a strong word, aimed at women, like it's a weapon or something like that. She says that there's no difference between men and women, so why is the question phrased like that? And I don't know if this is a good faith curiosity, like she genuinely doesn't understand, or if this is just her way of protesting the question, but the interviewer responds in good faith, saying that no, there's no difference, like a man can also post provocative photos, that's not in contest. It's just that we're asking women specifically because we're curious about women. Now, she says that there's absolutely no difference between a man who posts a topless photo of himself at the beach and a woman who does the same. She may be right, but her assumption is that it's so obvious that there's no difference between the two genders that to even ask the question specifically about one gender is offensive. I don't come from that perspective, not at all. I think men and women are very, very different. Both genders can, of course, be completely morally bankrupt. There are terrible men and there are terrible women. But what's fascinating is that they often express that terribleness in very different ways, uniquely masculine ways or uniquely feminine ways. And I love exploring those differences. That's what makes the field of evolutionary psychology so fascinating. So to give you a couple of examples, if a man doesn't like someone, he's more likely than a woman to become violent to that person. What a woman's more likely to do is to engage in gossip or rumors. Both are terrible behaviors, but they're quite different. They're unique to the gender. As another example, the research shows that men and women both lie about the number of sexual partners that they've had, which is a bad thing to do. But what's interesting is that each gender lies for a different reason. Women are a lot more likely to lie down, to pretend like they've had fewer sexual partners than they've had, whereas men are a lot more likely to lie up and pretend that they've had a lot more sexual experiences than they have in reality. It sucks to lie, you shouldn't do that, and both genders are guilty of doing this, but it's interesting to me that men and women lie in different ways for different reasons. Just one more example. Women are a lot more likely to cheat on their partner because they're unsatisfied with that partner, whereas men are more likely to cheat more out of a desire just for sexual variety. Of course, cheating is bad, not condoning it at all. It's just interesting that men and women often cheat for different reasons. So in this case, yes, both men and women will use social media to advertise themselves, but it's worth exploring whether or not the motivation is different and is specific to each gender. Therefore, I don't think that there's anything wrong with asking this question specifically about women. So after I saw that the question had offended her, I did do a bit of soul searching, but after some reflection, I've come to the conclusion that there's absolutely nothing wrong with asking that question. In fact, I think that it's really important to do so, and I'm going to continue to write these kinds of questions. Let me reiterate, I have absolutely no ill will towards that particular woman. I'm really grateful that she agreed to do the interview, and I'll put a link to the original video down in the description box, and as you can see in that video, she gives great responses to other questions. So thank you to her, and Thank you for capturing this interaction on camera because it gave me the chance to do some really good reflection. I hope that in watching my thought process on this, people have learned something because this is a common issue in our society. People are often getting offended and then acting on their assumptions instead of taking the time to ask a question, to check and clarify to see if their initial assumption is correct. Watching her take issue with the question and get offended made me stop and check and reflect upon it myself. Hey, did I do something wrong here? Thinking it through, I realized that no, I didn't do anything wrong. The question was fine, and I'm going to continue having these kind of conversations. By talking about this stuff, I think that everyone benefits, men and women, and my intention is for men and women to understand each other better so that everyone overall can be happier. But I think that it's important to point out that acting offended like this in the way that she did can actually cause quite a lot of potential damage. Let me explain. This sort of reaction poses a danger to somebody who doesn't have the mental faculty that I do to stop and reflect and figure all this stuff out. If somebody doesn't have clear in their mind what's ethical and what isn't, then they're likely to be swayed by the negative emotions of another person. They might be unsure whether or not what they did was appropriate or not. All they can really pay attention to is the fact that this other person is offended, and that hits them emotionally. The only thing they're thinking is, oh gosh, that person is really upset and I feel really stressed. I've obviously done something wrong. This question must have been offensive. I can't have these kind of conversations anymore. That's what I think is dangerous. People not looking deeper than somebody being offended. People using the fact that they are offended to attempt to shut down particular conversations and points of discussion. But I think that the kind of topics that we cover on this channel are too important to not discuss. These discussions are too important to stop and worry about whether or not having them is going to offend a person every now and then. Because without clarity on what makes men and women different, then we're doomed to not understand each other. We're doomed to fight and cause suffering for everybody, and that's not the outcome that I want. So with regards specifically to social media, I think that it's important for us to acknowledge that that experience can be extremely confusing for men, because on the one hand, their computer screens are filled with women showing off their bodies, showing off a lot of skin, seemingly inviting men to look and to objectify them. The message coming through to men is, I want you to appreciate me for my looks. And yet, if that same man writes a comment, says, wow, so sexy, or he compliments a woman's looks in person, he's likely to be labeled as a creep or something like that. That can be confusing. Now, I understand that this situation is complex and there's a lot of nuance to why women do this, and I've got a bunch of videos on my channel explaining why that is, so people can check that out. But understand, for a young guy who hasn't had a chance to watch my entire back catalogue, and this is the message that he's getting from women, on the one hand, objectify me please, and on the other hand, how dare you objectify me, it can be confusing. The danger for this young guy getting all these mixed messages is that he's likely to just settle for a simplistic explanation. This doesn't make sense. Women are contradicting themselves. They're just crazy. I don't want people to settle for simplistic explanations. I don't think that does anybody any good. I think that it's important that men make that effort to understand where women are coming from and vice versa, that women understand how confusing sometimes all this stuff can be for men. That is my goal, to increase cross-gender communication and understanding, and I'm going to continue to have conversations in service of that goal, even at the risk of offending people. This video is sponsored by Land of the Losers. This is the true story of a man who had the worst luck with women and the unique way that he changed his dating life forever. You will laugh, you will cry, and you will learn a lot. I love reading real stories about real people, and this book is a 10 out of 10. I finished it in just 2 days because it's that good, equal parts entertaining and informative. It's available in hardcover and digital versions, with a special discount available to my audience. See the description box below for details. Every purchase goes to helping the channel. Thank you.